Hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of Complacency Learning, the show that helps learners change their attitude towards learning for better. I hope you guys are having a wonderful 2021. As always, I'm your host, Ndibo Chibase, and on today's episode, we are joined by an executive coach, the speaker, and the author of the book called Winning the Game of Work, so which focuses on career happiness and success on your own terms, all the way from Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome Terry Boyle McDougall from terrybmcdougall.com. Stay tight as she shares with us an amazing experience it has been for her to creating the life that she truly loves. Hi, Terry. Welcome to another episode of Complacency Learning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dee. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Before we begin, can I please ask you to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, I am an executive and career coach, and I'm also the author of a book called Winning the Game at Work. I have been a coach since 2017, and before I became a coach, I worked for a few decades, actually close to 30 years in marketing. The last place I work was in a large national bank here in the United States.
All right, great. So now in becoming executive coach, a speaker and author of Winning the Game of Work, which focuses on career happiness and success on your own terms, right? What is the one thing that you wish you had known before actually embarking on that career?
You know, I'm glad that I took the leap. And I suppose what I wish I had learned or known beforehand was that how much I would enjoy it. Because if I, it's a scary thing to leave a steady job and go out and do it on your own. And certainly there are trade-offs. I actually don't make as much money right now as I did when I was an executive. But I would say I'm much happier. And I feel like the trade-off is worth it. And also, I believe that I will at some point make more money than what I did whenever I was working as an employee.
Awesome, awesome. So it's actually good to know that you actually enjoy what you do, right? So obviously in paving that way for you to enjoy what you do, it hasn't been an easy road. There's failures that you have encountered along the way. What was your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
Okay, I've got, this is actually a good one. Well, first of all, I'm gonna say that I actually don't believe in failures. I feel like we do sometimes trip up and run into pitfalls, but they're really only failures if you stop moving ahead. But I understand what you're asking, and I'm gonna share a story that illustrates a big lesson that I learned. And it was when I worked at a bank probably about 16 or 17 years ago.
Wow, and that's a long time, right?
I was, yeah, it was a long time ago, but there was the person who was the head of marketing. I sort of was like his assistant, you know, like I was a marketing manager, but he really relied on me quite a lot. And when he left the company, because I had been so close with him and I understood, you know, what he was doing in his job, I applied for that job and I felt like I was well positioned for it. And in fact, when he left and before they, you know, posted the position, I sort of stepped up in an informal way to lead our team. And when I went into the interview, I felt like I had worked at that company for a long time and I thought people knew me. And so I went into the interview process, I didn't really prepare, you know, I just thought, oh, well, people know me and I, you know, I can just talk about myself. The first interview went fine, but the second interview was a panel interview and it was with people that I knew, you know, they were kind of peers that worked in other areas of marketing. But I got really nervous when I went in because I realized that I hadn't really prepared. I hadn't really thought about how we would talk about my accomplishments and that kind of thing. And I did not do well in the interview and I did not advance to the next level, you know, so I got eliminated from consideration. And that hurt because I felt like in many ways I was already sort of doing the job in an informal way. And I also felt like I was very well prepared for it. But I wasn't demonstrating that. And so I decided that I would hire a career coach. And it's funny because I remember at the time, coaching wasn't as big of a deal back then. Like, you didn't hear about so many people being coaches. And I remember thinking to myself, I think there's a person called a career coach. And I, like, I don't even think Google was around either, but I went and I looked it up, like, on Yahoo. I found somebody in my town, and at the time I felt like she charged a lot of money, but I also felt like it was worth it for me to invest to get better. And so she helped me increase my confidence. She helped me work on my interview skills. She helped me realize that for me to be considered for that next level job, that I was going to have to sort of mentally promote myself to that next level and kind of show up like a leader rather than, you know, just show up like as I was. And so they finished the recruiting process for that job, and they offered the job to somebody, and she turned it down. And they opted not to offer it to anybody else. They actually started the process all over again. And so I decided to apply again, and they interviewed me, and with the new skills that I had, I actually advanced to the final round of interviews. It was me and somebody from external, from the company, or from another company. So it was the internal and external candidates. I felt like I did well. Unfortunately, they decided to offer it to the external candidate. And, you know, you can imagine that I felt bad about the fact that I was kind of a two-time loser. But the day that I heard that I didn't get the job, I got a call from a recruiter.
So I actually lost you from when you were mentioning that you got a call from the recruiter.
Okay. All right. Well, I will pick up from there. So the day that I found out that I did not get the job, I came back from lunch and I had a voicemail message from a recruiter. And about 4 months later, when I finally left the company, I had gotten two job offers and I was interviewing for a third job. And the job that I ended up taking is the one that moved us here to Chicago. And within a year, I had doubled my salary from what I made before. So, you know, I was saying earlier that I don't really believe in failure if you keep on moving. And even though it was painful and it was a little bit humiliating for me to keep trying and not succeeding, in the long run, I did succeed. And I, the job that I got here in Chicago, I think was a better job than the one that I was interviewing for. And I also think that it helped me get a fresh start in a new company that really valued me. I think that in some ways I probably would have had to fight, you know, maybe people's perceptions of me as a more junior person at the old company, because I had been there for a long time and I, you know, sort of moved my way up. And, you know, I think when you come in at a higher level, people just look at you that way, right? They look at you as a leader when you come in as a leader.
That is quite an interesting story that you shared in there. And it actually displays the process that you had to go through, that it's not easy, because most of us, we sometimes think that, you know what, I'm following my passion, and then we end up not doing it the way we're supposed to. And then we end up feeling that it's not worth it at the end of the day, right? Because sometimes we take those knocks of life and then we just say, you know what, that's it, right? So to someone who would like to pursue the same career as yours, what advice can you give them?
Well, I mean, what I would say is that get really clear on what it is that you want to do. And, you know, when I'm working with somebody from a career coaching standpoint, I will say to them, you know, what are you good at and what do you like to do? Because I think that that's where people are most successful. If they, you know, if they look at what comes to them naturally and, you know, what their strengths are and what they also enjoy doing. Because a lot of times people can be good at something, but not really enjoy doing it. And a lot of times people will pursue careers. They'll say, oh, well, I'm good at math, so I want to become an accountant. But they don't enjoy it. They might, you know, be more of a creative person. And in fact, I see that a lot with a lot of high performing people, that they have a lot of different things that they're good at. But I think that people get the most satisfaction when they really focus on what they enjoy doing in addition to what they're good at.
Awesome. So now, along the way in becoming as successful as you are, what are the best, what are the resources that have best helped you along the way?
I guess there's a couple of them. I went through a really good coach training program, and I'm glad that I chose it for a number of reasons, but one of the things that I didn't really understand when I chose it was how important the alumni network is to that program, right? Because there are many people that went through the same program that are, you know, years ahead of me, and they've got a Facebook group, and, you know, if I ever run into a challenge, I can just put a note out there to my, you know, fellow alumni to say, hey, has anybody ever faced this issue? Or, you know, I'll just give you an example. When I first started my business, I put a note out there saying, does anybody have a contract that they use with their clients? And one of the people just said to me, like, sure, I'll email you mine and you can just adapt it for your own business. And so that just, that was really helpful to me. And then one of the other things that I've done that I found really helpful is when I finished my coach training, you know, like you, once you're trained and then like it starts in earnest, right? You have to start building your business and it's a little scary, right? You know, you still have to go out and find clients and figure out how to do everything. And I got together with a few of my fellow coaches and we started a mastermind group where we meet every 2 weeks and we just kind of, we sort of share, okay, we'll share like what our successes are. We'll share what our challenges are. We'll sort of trade off every time, like with somebody being on what we call the hot seat. And so if somebody's got an issue that they're struggling with, they'll just share it with the other members of the mastermind. And, you know, you basically get other people's opinions or, you know, the benefit of their experience about maybe what you can do. And it's been really meaningful for me to have that kind of support from other coaches who are also, you know, entrepreneurs, because, you know, if I talk to my husband about it, or I talk to somebody else who, you know, is just working like at a job, they're not going to be able to relate, you know, directly to what my experience is. You know, it's a very sort of scary experience to be out on your own and not be part of a bigger organization. But with my fellow mastermind members, they understand exactly what I'm going through because they've walked the same road.
And I have to say that it's something that most of us do not think of doing, hey? And I have to thank you actually for bringing that up, because I mean, as I'm talking to you right now, I'm learning myself as well, right? So now, if I may ask, speaking of the resources, still on that, right? Is there anything that you have listened to that you would like to recommend? That you'd like to recommend for to others, to our listeners, actually.
Things that I've listened to, you know, I listen to stuff all the time, and I'm actually going to look at my Audible library because I am constantly listening to things. I will tell you that I listen to business books, but I also learn a lot from biographies. You know, because. You know, if you find somebody who's done something really impressive, you know, hearing them tell their story is really helpful, because a lot of times we just will look at somebody who's successful and think that they just sort of like, you know, were on this escalator that just took them to the top of their profession. And when you listen to their, when you listen to their story, you realize that everybody has situations where they've, you know, where they've stumbled, where they've failed, where they've had setbacks. And, you know, that I find that very inspiring. There was a book that I listened to recently that it's by a former Secretary of State in the United States. His name's James Baker. And he actually was very involved in politics on a number of fronts. But I just found his biography to be very, very interesting. And it it does kind of go back to what I was saying, that, you know, you can see somebody in this really elevated position and just think like, oh, well, they just, you know, they just kind of naturally got there. But then you hear about all the steps that it took. And you know, I think one of the other things that when I have listened to biographies, one of the things that has come across to me is how important it is to have relationships. Like a lot of times, people who are successful, you know, maybe they met somebody even in childhood that has been somebody that's helped them, or that's, you know, been a partner to them in some way throughout their careers. And so I think that what that hammers home to me is that we don't do this on our own, right? That it's very important to, you know, find people that you mesh with and that you can help and they can help you. And I have found that to be very, very helpful. And it's probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned in my career too, that I think earlier in my career, I kind of felt like I had to do things on my own. I had to figure things out myself. And it really was, you know, later on my career, whenever I had I've had some good mentors along the way, but I had one particular mentor who, he was pretty savvy about office politics and how things really worked in the workplace. And he really kind of took me aside and kind of started pointing out to me like a lot of the things that were going on in the workplace. And I didn't really see the, you know, what was really going on. Like he sort of pulled the curtain back and started pointing out to me like different dynamics that were going on in the organization. And once I saw that, it helped me to understand what really motivated people. And when you can start to understand and maybe observe somebody and start to think like, what do they care about? What's going to motivate them? Once you start understanding that, you can influence. Not everybody is influenced by the same thing. And, you know, sometimes we will just make an assumption that other people care about the same things we care about. And that's not always the case. It's important to, you know, figure out like, what do they care about? And then use that to have influence.
Sort of, right. So, speaking up of influence, right. Obviously when you, watch the documentaries, you're going to be watching about the people. Like you said, you need to find out about what they've done. If it's, of your interest, then you can connect with them. Right. So, speaking of that, are there any other people that have influenced you in becoming the person you are today?
Lots of people. I mean, my mother was probably the first one. You know, she had, she actually gave birth to me when she was a teenager, and she never, she actually had to drop out of school, and she never went to college or anything like that. But she always had that as a dream for me. And I think that made all the difference, you know, for me to sort of, you know, have that as a goal for myself. And I went to college, and I actually later went to graduate school too. And I think that was made possible by her dreams for me. And then there have been some really good mentors that I've had along the way, you know, just good bosses that, you know, were willing to let me try things, that were, you know, that taught me things. And, you know, and I can think of a few of them, and, you know, probably too many lessons to share here, but, you know, I'm very thankful for people that took the time and had the patience to, you know, to teach me.
And look at where you are today. I mean, I was going through your website, right? It's the references, people that you've worked with. I have to say, it's quite amazing. Hey, to me, it struck me as actually somebody who knows what they're really doing. You know, it's like your passion, everything lies in there, right? Speaking of that, the passion and everything that you do, right? So what is the one common myth that you would like to expose the falseness of in terms of public speaking, in terms of what you call this executive coaching, and also as a best selling author?
You know, I think that one of the biggest myths that I tend to see with people that I work with is that they believe that, you know, if they're going to make a change, that it's got to be this like huge leap. You know, and I sort of make this comparison that, you know, sometimes people think like, oh, if I want change in my life, it's almost like diving off a big cliff, you know, like doing a big swan dive off a cliff. And obviously that would be very risky, right? If you've never done it before, that would be, it might be suicidal. but I like to reframe it and make people realize that, you know, if you're making a change, it does not have to be a huge drastic change. You can just, you know, as a, you know, I guess the opposite of taking the big dive off the cliff, you can actually just dip a toe in the water and you can go in at the baby end of the pool and just take like small steps towards your goal. And quite frankly, that's the only way to do it, you know, because it's very rare that you can just take a giant leap from where you are to where you want to be. And, you know, I guess I would just use my, my coaching business as an example. It would be impossible for me to have, you know, the day I got out of my coaching program to end up where I am today. I had to walk every step of this journey to get here. And every step of the way, I learned something that enabled me to be where I am. And so, you know, I want people to realize that, you know, even those small steps are meaningful and just, you just got to keep going.
That's awesome. I also believe, I think that's what makes a lot of us fail in what we do, because I mean, when we step into certain fields, we just accept like a huge change, you know, we expect everybody to be applauding and telling us that is the way to go, and we don't actually realize that it's actually a long road. Like you said, you had to work hard to be where you are, and you had to also take the baby steps, right? So I think that's one thing that most of us should actually get through to our skull, so that we always remember that. Because in order for us to keep going, obviously we have to learn. That's part of learning, like you've said from the previous questions, right? So if you could step into my shoes, is there a question that you would like to ask yourself that I haven't?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. That's a tough one, because I'm always thinking, right? There's not a lot of questions that I'm like, oh, I haven't already asked.
Maybe you can just think about something that has to do with the myth, or maybe, you know.
I think actually I think that this is maybe something to keep in mind. I don't know if it's a myth or not, but I really believe that each person on this earth has gifts that they're meant to be here to share. And I think one of the mistakes that we all make is comparing ourselves to other people, because we tend to not really look at our strengths. We'll just say, oh, well, anybody can do this thing that comes easy to me. And that's actually not true. I think that things that come easy to us often are our gifts and they are our superpowers. But we'll look at the things that we don't know how to do, and we'll look at somebody else that can do it, and we'll say, oh, well, I'm not as good as them. I think it's a big mistake to compare ourselves to other people, right? I think that we just need to be the best that we can be and to step proudly into who we are and figure out how to live our own full potential. And, you know, I think that that's when we're the happiest. And I also think that, you know, when we step fully into who we are, that other people enjoy that as well, because we are happy. And, you know, people like to be around happy people.
True. That is true. I definitely agree with you on that one. Right. So to those that would like to connect with you online, how can they actually do that? And where can they actually do it as well?
Okay. I have a website, and it's terrybmcdougall.com. I am also on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to get connected with your listeners. They can find me on LinkedIn, and my handle on LinkedIn is Terry B. McDougall. And then I also have a new podcast that I just launched a couple weeks ago, which is called Marketing Mambo, and they can find out at marketingmambo.net. And it's a podcast where I'm just talking with a lot of different people that are within the marketing field about their perspectives and experiences in their careers as marketers.
Awesome. From the previous questions, you did mention that learning is a process. It's not something that just happens. It's not like you can just maybe want to be like a, like for example, let's take the executive coaching. It's not something that I can just wake up and say, you know what, I'm gonna go try it. Maybe people will listen to me. Like you said, you need to be happy. For you to be happy, that means you need to be confident with what you do, which means you need to be more knowledgeable, right? So, which brings me to this question. What does learning mean to you?
You know, learning means being curious, exploring. I think those are the things, like exploring and just being curious. And, you know, I'm a very curious person. I love learning. And, you know, I just like to learn new things and, you know, find out things that I don't know. I mean, it's sort of funny when I saw your question that you'd sent me earlier about what does it mean to you. I think that it's so important to me that it's just, it's almost innate. I think I would be a very depressed person if I could not be learning new things all the time.
Well, as they say, we learn to keep up with the current trends. I mean, without learning, then that means we're not keeping up with the current trends. That means the world is leaving us behind, you know. If I may ask, is there anything that you would like to add?
You know, I think I've said most of the things that I want to say. I mean, I think, you know, my mission is really to help people expand that overlap between their professional success and their personal happiness. And the message that I would want everybody to know is that it matters if you're happy, and that, you know, it's important to be connected with the things that you want in life and to, you know, have some optimism about what can be possible for you. Because, you know, when you get clear on what your goals are, that's when they become possible.
I definitely agree with you on that one. If I may ask again, sorry, before you go, I just wanted to find out, can you just maybe just share more about executive career coaching and how it works?
Yeah, you know, usually when people come to me, they're in one of three scenarios. One is that they have a job, they are successful, but they're paying a high price for the success. They're feeling very stressed out. They maybe are running into some obstacles that they want to get past. Maybe they're, you know, feeling a little bit burnt out. And what I help them do is to, you know, look at their situation and develop skills so that they can have more success with less stress. And that could be everything from time management to learning to delegate or communicate more clearly. But, you know, I'll just really look with them at their situation and try to figure out, like, where are the pain points and what can we do to remove those pain points? In career coaching, it really is usually one of two scenarios there. One is that someone has lost their job and they need some help developing a strategy to get a new job. And, you know, there's a lot of times people, you know, they haven't been looking for a job in a long time, or they're not really familiar with how you look for a job, you know, in this internet age. And so, you know, I teach them skills. I help them to talk more clearly about the value that they add. We work on things like networking skills and interview skills. And then the last area around career coaching is that a lot of times people have been doing the same job for a long time and they have like outgrown it. And they don't want to keep doing what they're doing. And so they a lot of times need some help figuring out, like, how do I pivot from where I am to something that I would like more? And so in those cases, we'll just look at their skill set and try to figure out, like, okay, what skills do you have that are transferable? And, you know, what would you like to be doing? And how can we sort of build a roadmap to get you from where you are to where you'd like to be? And, you know, sometimes they may need to, you know, take some classes or go back to school. I really do advise people to do a lot of networking. And if they know somebody doing the job that they would like to do, to talk to them to find out, you know, what skills are needed, how did that person get started, et cetera.
Wow, that's interesting and inspiring, actually, and not forgetting amazing, right? So, just about the book, what is it about? Is it centered? Is it tailored around career coaching, or is it something else?
The book, I will tell you, like, the book got started when I first left my job and I started blogging. And there were just a lot of thoughts and maybe even some things I needed to process leaving my old job. And so I just started blogging like every couple of weeks. And after I did that for a couple of years, somebody mentioned to me that I probably had enough words for a book, because I'd been writing so consistently. And that got me thinking about writing a book. So the book is, I mean, it's a few different things. Part of it is stories from my career and lessons that I learned. I mean, some of the lessons I learned the hard way. But also, some patterns and experiences that I've seen with people that I've coached. And I also interviewed 11 people for the book about their careers. And I sort of mentioned this earlier that a lot of times when we see somebody who's successful, we just like think that they just magically floated to that area. They just got there magically. And the reason why I wanted to interview these various people is because I knew their career stories and I found them to be very inspirational. I mean, there were people that were very successful, and once I dug into their stories, they were telling me like, "Oh, I got fired 3 times," or they had their own difficulties. And I think that when we see that other people have had difficulties and they've still been successful, it can be really inspirational. So there's that. And then I put exercises throughout the whole book so that people can kind of read about the lessons and then start looking at themselves and saying, well, how can I make the things happen in my career that I would like to happen? And I think that sometimes just having a little introspection or being able to think about your life or career is helpful. And so that's why I put the exercises in the book as well.
No wonder you're a best selling author, eh? No wonder, that explains it all. Now this is the moment where I actually personally thank you. It has been an honor to have you on our show, and we do believe that everything that you've shared with us, I'm talking about the journey to creating the life that you truly love, that is going to be very beneficial to most of us. Like I've said to my before, that I'm actually learning. I've learned a lot that I'm actually going to put into practice, and hopefully, because I can somewhere relate in some of the things that you've been through. You know, like also I was a teacher in classrooms until I started, to focus on the tutoring services, because parents, they approached me wanting that. But going into that, it was not easy, right? And some of the things that you've shared with us now is the things that I wish I had known before, you know. So I do believe that I'm gonna take these stories, and I'm also it's gonna to our listeners, they're gonna take that as well and apply them in their everyday lives. And also that we can definitely come for your what you call this career coaching and learn the best, elevate to where we want to be,
Right, exactly. I mean, we, the limit is just to, as far as our imagination will take us, basically. Well, I'm honored to have been invited, Andy, so I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, no, thanks a lot. Hey, I really appreciate it. Please do enjoy the rest of your. Is it still evening? I mean, afternoon there, because here it's like, yo,
It's
it's
it's 5 o'clock.
it's
It's
five
5 o'clock here,
o'clock.
so
Yeah, it's like
5 p.m.
it's like 1 o'clock a.m. You know?
Oh, so
Yeah, in the
you're up
morning.
late.
Yeah,
Yes,
yes.
yes.
We have to, help our people, so that's why we stay up late, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. I
So
hear you.
please.
Okay, well, great meeting you.
Right, great meeting you
And let
too. And sorry.
Let me know whenever it's out, and I'll promote it on my social channels.
All right, not a problem. And I'm looking forward to a continuous relationship.
Yeah,
Yes.
definitely, definitely. Well, I wish you the best and Happy New Year.
All right, thanks. And I wish the same to you and your family.
Okay,
All right,
thanks.
enjoy and
Okay,
make
bye-bye.
2021 great. Bye.
Yes,
Yeah,
bye.
bye. We have come to the end of today's episode, and we truly believe that you've enjoyed it as always. And guys, if you haven't subscribed or liked, please be sure to do so so you're notified when a new episode is posted. And remember to show some respect to your favorite channel by leaving us some comment on the comment section. Guys, please have fun enjoying 2021.